hi, neighbor. Getting off already? No? Okay. Well, lasts longer than me, I guess. Oh, well, that's a long way you have to go, huh? Must be awful lonely going down for so long like that on your own, you know? See, usually I take the stairs. Better for the leg gains, you know? Gotta get them leg workouts while you can. I mean, thick thighs save lives and all that. Not to mention the ass gains. And tight insta-hottie buns don't stop on the elliptical and make themselves, you know? I was actually planning to go to the gym today, but I think a tiny bit of my fat went to my thighs. I mean, I'm a lucky girl. Always goes into the thighs and the tits, but still gotta look good for the wood, you know? God, I think, like, subliminally, maybe I take the stairs because I saw this one movie once where, well, they got stuck in an elevator, and, well, I don't know if I should say. I don't know if we should know each other well enough for that. Fuck! You hear that? Oh, God. I think we're... Oh, it's not moving. I think we're stuck. Oh, no. No way. Is this actually happening? Okay. I know we're kind of friendly, but you don't mind if I cling onto your arm just in case this goes down, do you? Like, if I'm gonna die in 2 seconds, I just really want to go down on with a really cute guy, you know? I just need human touch right now if that happens, you know? Oh, shit, did the lights just flicker? Okay, for real though, will you be there for me if something goes down? Okay, good. I don't worry. If we start falling, I can cuddle you up in my lap and hold your head in my tits. They're great pillows. They'll cushion your fall, definitely. Sorry, nervous stalker. I've seen a lot of movies, you know? Oh, shoot! The water got all over my top and it's clinging. Why didn't you say anything? Now it's all clinging to me like I'm so fucking sweaty or something. I mean, look at this shit. It's basically see-through. Fuck. Good thing it's a sports bra or I'd be fucked. I mean, it's like basically better than lingerie, I think. For holding in curves and stuff, you know? Keeps everything in place and shows it off. And when you're bouncing, I mean, from running, not like fucking or anything. I've never fucked with a sports bra on, but like, from running, yeah. When I run, my shoes hit my ass and my tits, like, they kind of jiggle. But they're held in place so it isn't stupid, floggy hentai jiggling, you know? It's more like sexy jogger girl jiggling, you know? I'm nervous talking, sorry. Oh, fuck. And it's official. Lights out. Fuck. And I was so young and cute, too. But I wanted to be a young, dumb, and full of cum. It's okay. You're here with me, so it's okay. I'm not alone. I got this. So, you ever see, oh no, it's dumb. Have you ever seen, like, one of those Japanese films or something? In an elevator? Oh, no, no, never mind, never mind. It's stupid. I think I'm just nervous talking. I think we'll be okay, though. Maybe it will go back on soon. Just gotta entertain ourselves until someone comes, you know? Not like that. Yeah. Oh, shit! No! How am I gonna burn all that fucking cake I had last night? Damn it! You're not bad in elevators, are you? Like, tight spaces. Okay, okay. Good, good. Phew. That's good to know. You know, because I think guys should be good in tight spaces. Guys are good with tight spaces. you know? I think I got a lot of cock on my mind. A lot on my mind today, so maybe I should stop talking and sort of breathe. You know, I saw a porno recently where the guy and a girl got stuck in an elevator. I mean, I don't know if you saw one where it has two guys, but that would be cool too. But I've never seen one with two guys, you know? I can only get off to watching a guy and a girl fuck. Do you watch guys fuck girls or guys fuck other guys? Oh, so you like watching guys fuck girls more? That's really interesting. Thank you for telling me. So, you probably have seen pornos where they fucked in the elevator. I mean, if not, I could always kind of tell you about it. Maybe cool you down. Dunno. Maybe that's heat you up. I mean, man, it is getting pretty hot in here, huh? I mean, I always thought it was just to get the girl to take her top off. But this is really something. Too bad you can't see it, huh? Guess you'll have to use your imagination. I mean, I guess I could always take it off quickly since I know you won't be peeking, right? Won't be a naughty boy with me. Good boy. You know, I've always seen a lot of pornos where they fuck in the elevator. Have you ever seen a porno where a guy and a girl fucked in an elevator? You don't have to say it, like, out loud. You just kind of have to not say no, and I'll take that as a yes. I find that with a lot of guys, you know? Like, you talk to them, and then they're, like, staring at you like they're really scary or something. When really, you just want to fuck their brains out. What? Oh. No, no, silly duh. I wouldn't fuck your brains out. I'd fuck you until you couldn't walk. That's completely different. But I mean, I'm not a slut or anything. I'm a good girl. No, no, no. Good girl of good gains, you know? My body is a temple. I could never show myself to a guy who didn't take me out, like, 3 times and pay for all of them. But, I mean, we are neighbors. My top's off now. You ever, it's stupid, but you ever see that joke? Meme, and they were neighbors. Oh my god, they were neighbors. You know that one? Ah, right, right, roommates, that was it. But I mean, like, roommates, neighbors, basically the same thing. Like, I imagine, for example, if we were to fuck, Like, we would go to your room or mine and not, like, fuck in the hallway or whatever. So, you know, same thing. Like, if we were going to fuck in my room instead, or, like, the kitchen, or against the window, or in the bathroom in front of the mirror, you know? Or if we were to fuck on the couch, or, like, I don't know. Maybe on the kitchen table or something. Are you hungry? I'm hungry. Who are you? It's hot in here, huh? You don't need any water, do you? What? What is it? Gotta say, whenever I pictured fucking you, I never pictured it with the lights off. Like, you know, I should probably apologize for watching porn too loud. I usually watch it, sometimes I like to take a risk and watch it with the headphones out, you know? Like, it's a complete fucking next door or something, I don't know. Like, I'm hearing some stud fucking innocent girl and getting off to it. Is that weird? You probably heard me through the walls. Sometimes I blast the audio just in case somebody will hear it and come banging on my door to complain. And I'll be like, oh no, I'm so sorry. Whatever can I do to make it up to you? But wearing a towel and stuff, you know, normal neighbor things. Have you ever fucked a girl so hard that she's like, open mouth moans? Like, I don't know how to describe it. Like, you know, when you see in pornos and stuff, but like, amateur stuff too. Where, like, you'll watch something that's just a little clip halfway through the fucking. Someone's just clipped out the best part, and it's just this loop of the most intense part. Like, just the most intense fucking. Like, the hardest, most consistent dicking you've ever seen in your life. Like, he's just pounding and pounding her away, you know? And the title's always something like, oh my god, or something. And you go, oh, I wonder what this is. Lots of votes and comments. Must be really good, but there's no way it could be that good. And then, you suddenly understand why everybody likes it so much. I know you might be trying to hide it, but I saw you not just then. I mean, the lights are out, but we got, like, a little light. I suggest after a while, you know? So have you ever fucked a girl so hard she literally moans out loud? Like, I know girls are like, maybe they're trying to hold their mouth closed or be polite or something, but then there's the fake, oh yeah, oh yeah, like, Valley Girl moans like she's faking it like a porn star. So embarrassing. I mean, unless you like that sort of thing, you know? But like, when she's getting fucked and trying to hold it back, but she's holding it back and then it like bursts through and she's like, oh yeah, fuck, don't stop, fuck, you know, like that. Sorry, I just get really into it when I'm being fucked. You're hard, aren't you? Can I help calm you down? Let's just unzip this. What we have here? nice thick cock you have there, huh, honey bun? Fuck. Somebody's been straining this fucking thing against his pants the whole time, hasn't he, huh? Been a nice good boy for baby and held it all in, huh? Well, here's the thing, stud. I don't know if you can see. But I've been blushing all over, and it's not from the elevator. You better take some responsibility, or I'm gonna have to get all pouty. And you don't want me pouty, do you? Do you? Oh, Mr. Neighbor, sir. May I please kneel down and suck your delicious cock? It might help calm me down, I don't know. What do you think? I'm kneeling anyway. Say so if you want to stop me. Oh, look, you're holding my hair back. Oh, so sweet. Honey, neighbor, you've been hiding this from me, huh? Big boy with a big pushy buddy. Holy fuck, your cock is delicious. Just a little bit sweaty, but that's all right. Somebody's all hot, baby. It's okay. Mama's here to cool you down. There's a good boy. Here's the thing, stud. Push me up against the wall and take what you've been wanting to do this whole time. Okay. Go ahead and make my dreams come true or whatever. Okay, here we go. Fuck, put it in. You fucking want that pussy, don't you? You dirty fucking asshole. You wanna be friends, huh? Friends with benefits? Fuck you. You own this pussy, you cute fucking stud. You, your cock, and... Fuck, if you don't come inside me, I swear to God, come on my face like a porn girl, daddy. Yeah? You want it? Fuck you, stud. You wanna work for me? You wanna work out for me, huh? Dirty fucking... Oh my God. Fuck. Come here. Come here. Let me feel. Let baby jerk you all over her face. There's a good boy. Like a little ghost hand, huh? Wanna come for a ghosty baby? I'll show you where it is. Maybe it will still be dark when you come from all the sucking all over my face. Come on now, baby. Give your neighbor a cup of sugar. I guess you're the one thing that fucked my brains out, huh? Oh, look. The power's back on. Just in time for you to see my face covered in cum. Well. Oh my god. Your cum is so fucking tasty, by the way. Has anyone ever told you that before? Fuck. Hold on. Let me just clean myself up after that. What are my manners now? Honestly, like literally fucking desert. And you just basically helped me out with like so much of my workout today. Thank you. Wanna be workout partners? Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. No, no, no. It would be so good, really. You can just come over to my place. I'll call you or text you, and then if you can, you come running, and then, like, you lay back on my couch. And after I ride you like a good little cowgirl and milk you dry, maybe we take turns on top until we're satisfied. That sounds good, right? Cute. God, the look on your face. Well, nice to see you again, neighbor. Looks like we're both getting off now. Bye.